Okay, so I'm glad. I feel like you were supposed to say that God's looking for worshipers, because when I first was saved about 2008, I had this desire to serve him, and I didn't want to do anything else with my life. So I remember reading the scripture that says God's eyes roam to and fro on the earth and looking for those whose hearts are leaning towards him, and I knew that he saw mine. And I was working as a CNA, which is a nursing assistant, and I worked in long-term care and assisted living, and eventually in the hospital setting. And I started thinking I was supposed to become a nurse, because that's what CNAs do. That's kind of the next step. You sort of see all the nurses, and you want to do what the nurses do. So I started doing my nursing prerequisites, and I just felt squirrely, and I didn't feel like I fit, and I understood the content, and I could have done it, and it would have been a money job, and everything in me was like, no, you can't do that. That's not for you. So I prayed about, what do you want me to do, God? And my pastor that week, Jim Johnson, at Smoky Point, was talking about finding wisdom and how the word is where we find wisdom. And so I told God, okay, well, if I want to make a wise decision, I want to know the word. So instead of choosing to pursue nursing, I decided to go to Bible school. And as a woman, that was really hard, because I grew up in a house where women weren't supposed to do that. So I had to make the choice to trust God's plan. So I started Bible school. And one day, as I'm working on the unit in the hospital, a little lady got lost looking for a person from her church. And I asked her what church she went to and what she did. And she said she was a care pastor. And I told her I was going to Bible school and I wanted to be in the ministry. And she was the first woman I ever knew in ministry. And she just wrapped me up and prayed for me on the spot and invited me to come do ministry with her. There's been a lot of up and downs since that time in 2014, 15, somewhere in there. Let me just step back. I felt God call me to hospital chaplaincy because of what I saw happening with the chaplains in the hospital. They didn't have to leave the dying. They didn't have to go to the next patient because the next patient needed meds. They got to stay there. And when the person had something to address in their heart, they could address it. And they could talk to them about their big questions and pray with them when they were dying and alone. And that's what I decided that God had called me to. And at some point, you feel him calling you, but you have to decide, is that him? And so I had to trust that somehow this mom was going to go get her bachelor's degree and then get a master's degree and then get a master's of divinity and then go through her residency. And I decided, like, I don't know how, but I'm just going to start. So I just started. And I don't know how. I'm at the other side. Because the last few years, anyone in my family could tell you, have been extremely hard on so many levels. There has not been the money there. We have had family struggles. We have had church struggles. And you just, you know, you keep your head down and you keep obeying and you keep paddling. The winds and the waves come up and the rain comes up and you keep paddling. So I hope I'm not taking too long. I paused school. I started my Master's of Divinity, and I paused school to move here. When I moved here, an opening happened at a victim advocacy center for sexual assault survivors, and it was a brutal job. And I felt like God maybe was giving me that. I think he wanted me to learn some things there. One of them was that no matter what circumstances presented you in your job, he comes first. So there were some opportunities, and I say opportunities now, but back then it felt like trial and persecution. But there were some real opportunities to say no to things that God was not going to be okay with. And there was some real struggle to get around those things and some real fight. I mean, honest to goodness, fight with the enemy over that. But also when he put us in Tennessee, he put us here. And he gave us fellowship in the body. And so this little pinky got to talk to the heart when she was going through that. And the heart got to tell her they were with her. And so I was prayed through those situations. And I got laid off from that job. And I'd never been laid off or fired in my life. And the temptation is really there to scramble, to try and find the job, the money, the support for the family. And I was happy that I got laid off, and I don't know how, And I expressed that to Bill, and Bill said, well, you know, God gave you that job, so you knew that the only way you'd leave it is if you took it. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. That's why I'm happy. But that also meant that there was something else coming. And my last day at that job on January 31st, I did just a Google of, like, are there any chaplain residencies open in the area? And I'll just tell you, I haven't finished my Master's of Divinity. I still have, like, 4 classes left next year. I'm not qualified on paper for this position. But the man who received my email inquiring whether he would consider my application, he was impressed for whatever reason that I asked. And he decided that he would consider giving me a residency. And so I got my small group and our life group, and a whole bunch of y'all in this church knew what was going on, and people were praying for me. And I felt on Monday, last Monday when I went for this interview, much like I feel right now, like I don't know what's gonna come out of my mouth, I could completely destroy this. And I thought I did. I went to this interview and I thought I destroyed it. I cried like a baby in this interview. It was pitiful, I looked terrible. And these people gave me a chaplaincy residency at CHI Memorial. And this is a dream that God gave me in 2014. And I was a mom that didn't know how to log online to go to class. And I didn't have the money. I didn't have anything that the world says on paper I need, and I still don't have it all. And he still gave me the thing he wanted to give me. And on Monday, the devotional was Ephesians 2:10. Right before 2:10, it says that he's saved us by grace through faith, not of our works, so that we can't boast. But then 10 says that we are God's workmanship created in Jesus Christ to do the works which he has planned in advance for us to do. And I needed that day. And I knew walking in, and so many people knew walking in, and I don't know how God told them, but they all knew I had this. And that it was coming. And God did what he wanted. And it's not a credit to me, and it's not a credit to people saying I had it or anything that I could have done. He just did it. And I remember texting the group and my small group all these joyful, happy things coming out of you guys about how great it was. And one of the texts got me. And it was one word. And it just said grace. And he just keeps giving grace upon grace upon grace upon grace, and everything I don't deserve, it's just grace. So I'll close with the thought that Betsy Kammerdiner gave me, and she's one of the chaplains over there, the day after when I called her and I said, did that really happen? And she said, yes, it did. And she said, the next few months, I just want you to soak this in. And she said, there's the scripture, which is Psalm 46:10 that says, be still and know that I am God. And she said, in Hebrew, it means cease and desist in your striving. And she felt that I needed to hear that. And as soon as she said that, I felt that I needed to share that. So for me and for you all, cease and desist your striving and know that he's God.